Hello, I am Bernadette Jansen. My company helps women harness their flair for homemaking to transform their lives and their income with renovating for profit. We do this through training, mentoring, and community. Our core training is the Renovation Bootcamp. Then we have membership, which includes coaching called Wonder Woman with two levels, Sapphire and Diamond. The specific situation I need assistance with today is I want to design gift packs for each level of Wonder Woman Bootcamp, I want to design gift packs for each level of Wonder Woman. Bootcamp gift pack includes four things. Number one, book secrets, property millionaires exposed. Number two, branded pen doubles as a spirit level and screwdriver. Number three, branded credit card style USB drive. And number four, a tape measure supplied by our accountant. The specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is I'm asking for ideas for Wonder Woman Sapphire and Wonder Woman Diamond gift packs and ways to encourage sharing on social media. Extra information you may need for context is we have beautiful branded pink linen aprons. And we have laser measures. So the specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is ideas for Wonder Woman Sapphire and Wonder Woman Diamond gift packs and ways to encourage sharing on social media.
Got it. So ideas for the gift packs, which they get when they purchase, and then the sharing on social media is specifically for them to share their gift packs on social media. Is that correct?
Yes.
It is correct. Great. Great. I'm seeing some hands. Kim Bettina, you're up first.
A clarifying question, please, Benedette. So the sapphire and the diamond. So what sort of price point? So they would start at the Wonder Woman, and then they would move into sapphire, and they would move and then move up to diamond. And what sort of money are they paying for these?
So they start in the boot camp. So they so when they join us, they join in the boot camp, and then they either go Sapphire or Diamond Wonder Woman if they want to keep working with us. Sapphire, including the boot camp, is $6,000 a year for the year, and Diamond is 10.
And what are the differences? What do you get if you?
So the differences. With Sapphire, they do have access to me, but it's all in text based. It's a text based coaching thread. And with Diamond, they can book in a call whenever they need it. We have a project meeting once a week, so we review their projects. So with Diamond, there's a lot more contact. Plus, we have a live planning day, boardroom planning day, and they get a ticket to the conference once a year and a retreat.
Okay, thank you. I'm just
Thank you.
going
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Michelle.
A few things. Just with the whole putting it on social, have had a lot of success doing that with what's in the pack, and varying things that might spark ideas for you. So, for example, one client we sent out a bunch of things, including a t-shirt, a wristband with their kind of motto, their values on it, and a tattoo with their logo on it. And we asked people to post a picture of themselves wearing the t-shirt with the tattoo on, with the wristband, in somewhere in their hometown, as a way to introduce themselves into the group. And that worked really well. Obviously, the wristband might not be on brand for you, but for the diamond people, I can see a nice diamond, not reals diamonds, but a blinged up sort of cuff or something like that that is beautiful, not branded necessarily. Like, I think just give them something that they always associate with you, that they can wear. You've got Wonder Woman. She wore those gold cuffs. There's a whole S&M story behind that, which you must investigate one time. But the creators of Wonder Woman were into S&M. But she wore these gold cuffs, so you could get maybe even get like a diamante cuff and a blue safari kind of cuff made. get them to take a picture though when they get it on social with some instruction. The other is that I just did something with a client where we put a golden ticket. So, you know, like Willy Wonka's golden ticket, you could have a diamond ticket or a sapphire ticket. But they actually had custom chocolate bars made up and there were 5 golden tickets. And so there was like 1,000 buyers and it went out and everybody was filming themselves opening to see if they got the golden ticket. It created this fantastic buzz on social media. And some people, 5 of them actually had the golden ticket. And it was just this huge, like, really, really successful thing on social. And the golden ticket, you could give them some sort of amazing access to you, like a VIP day or a whatever it might be. So that's that. And Susie has a great thing that she does with new members, which is bingo, which I think is fabulous. And you can include in the pack and then engage people in an ongoing activity where they've got to get certain things to get the bingo card full. And Susie may want to speak to that some more.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll come back to me. I'm going to come to Tasha.
I don't actually know about it, but a friend of mine used UpViral. I don't know if anyone has, but it's a way to for them to get an affiliate link kind of thing, that the more shares they do, you put a prize out there of some description, whether it's, you know, perhaps, you know, they get that, you know, first membership, and the person who has the most people actually sign up and go through wins that prize. And obviously everyone's inspired to share it with all their friends and, yeah, encourage the signups.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yelda.
Bernadette, I had a clarifying question, which was, is the avatar for Bootcamp different to the avatar for the other two levels of Wonder Woman? And who is your avatar, please?
So, yes, the avatar for Bootcamp's pretty much anyone. I market to women who are between 45 and 60, who are bored with their job or are concerned about their retirement saving. And so when I was looking at, say, T-shirts, I really didn't feel like that was overly appropriate because they don't like wearing T-shirts. So that's why I went for the aprons. So it's more like, you know, if you go into a homeware store, they're wearing beautiful aprons. So we sort of tried to emulate that sense. Have I answered your question, Yelda?
I think so. And are they owner builders or are they
engaged? Not in the true sense of the word. I really discourage them from the whole owner builder, you know, certificate type thing, but they are people who are doing their own renovations, either on their own home, on investment properties, or they buy, renovate, and sell.
Okay.
Thank you, Yelda.
Thank you.
I'll jump in here and then I can see your hands. I'll come on back to everyone. So I love this question. And I think that being that they're paying $6,000 or $10,000, you can actually invest in some really good gifts, like spend that little bit more than perhaps you would for your boot campers. And I always like gifts to be relevant and to be pitched at the right level. So I love bingo. I love playing bingo with new members. They're paying $79 a month. So bingo might be a good thing for your boot campers to get them engaged and sharing on social. And I think that with your Wonder Women, it might be some other thing. Like there could be some really juicy prizes that they go in the draw for when they post and they use your hashtag and they tag you. Again, I mean, we could talk all day about, you know, that sort of strategy and how to get people engaging. But yeah, the main thing I had was spend some money. I love the aprons. Like these are things that these women are actually going to use and find useful that they might go somewhere else. But you're giving it to them. And I love that you identified they don't wear T-shirts, right? So you're not going to send them T-shirts. I love even the little gifts that you already have are like, it doubles as a spirit level. Like they're cool and they're kind of on brand with what you're doing. So yeah, but my main thing is I would spend some dollars when they're making that sort of investment. Frida, over to you.
I was just thinking, and it may or may not be relevant depending on how you, like what's in the program, but if there's like a planning sort of structure, like you have a particular way of laying out project plans and those kinds of things, to actually have like a yearly planner that's beautifully branded and nice paper, you know, but have your planning templates and that all kind of pre-printed in that I, again, would maybe be the sort of thing that they would use and what they would think of as high value and they'd want next year's one and, you know, yeah, that they'd use it up as well.
I think that's a brilliant idea. And to be honest with you, I'm sort of halfway there with that. So I just really need to refine it and get it printed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We've got a couple more, Virginia.
Quick question first. Is your market like flipping the house? Are they going to sell it after?
Some do, some don't. Personal? Some do, some don't.
Okay, because if I was thinking for the people that if it's for flipping and selling, that you'd be encouraging them to share your hashtag and the, I guess, you know, maybe the membership name or something like that, to get people interested in following the changes to then purchase. So people who are looking for something like that.
That's excellent, yeah.
Yeah, and also... instead of potentially sending it out as one big gift pack, to have the sharing continued, to send it out in little chunks. Like, you know, you might send the bracelet and then, you know, in 3 months' time you send something else, but that they're encouraged to then reshare and reshare and reshare throughout the membership.
Thank you. We are in our last 2 minutes, so I'm going to ask the remaining people to just, let's keep it real concise. Amanda, you're up.
Bernadette, a thermos or a keep cup, you know, these are women who are active, they're tea drinkers or coffee drinkers, looking at the demographic, they're starting on a new part of their life, so they're on building sites and nicely branded, encourage them to take a photo when they get it with their favourite hot drink. Are you a tea drinker, a coffee drinker, something like that? And also thinking about the age group, maybe a diary or a notebook, you know, a site diary for them, their first site diary, or somewhere to keep notes when they're out looking at properties. They might not be as inclined as we are to pull out our phones and make notes, so nicely branded and take a photo at your, you know, next exciting property and send it in.
Yeah.
A couple of ideas.
Brilliant.
Awesome. Karen.
Oh, I just did have a question about budget. Had you set a budget for the items?
I haven't, but I'm not really too concerned about budget. Probably a couple of $100.
Yeah, I was thinking of something like this. Is probably too it is too expensive, but similar to what Frieda said, but a more electronic version, like you know, with the iPad you can make notes with the pen. I've just last night bought a Remarkable. I don't know if anyone knows about them. I can tell you
Michelle
about it.
Michelle has one.
All right, but that's out of the price range, but they are selling them for $500 at the moment, all up. But yeah, that's
thank you
out of the price range, but yeah, that could be a prize.
Good. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right, we're going to take Kim and Gillian and Yelda real quick. Kim.
Okay, I'll quickly just list for your conferences, I reckon your Sapphire and Diamond ladies should have special seats at the front. Mm-hmm. Stationery, so Amanda touched on this, women love stationery. So you could get, you know, those things could be branded in the colour, you know, you could have a sapphire coloured one and a gold coloured one. So it's quite special, and like a fold, you know, a folder, which would have, you know, what are they called? Compendiums or something like that. Then there's things like what they would might use on the work site, like safety hats, safety glasses, fluoro vests, but they could just be a little bit special. You know, the safety hat could be a, you know, a coloured one. It doesn't have to be a fluoro yellow one.
Yeah, you could consult with Fiona.
And also last thing, just with, you said that you coach them with their projects throughout the year, and I don't know whether you actually share templates like on Trello or something like that. So,
thank you. Gillian.
I was thinking of inspiration file, like either whether it's a folder that's beautifully branded with they just you know, tear magazine articles and stick it in there, or whether it's something you could do digitally, but I mean, your age group probably less likes to print it off and stick it in there. So it's just, yeah, that's just an idea.
Thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Yelda.
I've got three for you. We do this for our clients. We do the first one, a book on interior design that's like a nice, beautiful, big coffee table book on their style, so the style that they like. So not a generic one. Vouchers to have their renovation photos published on GoFish. so that they can send it all off and have it published, and also like a homewares hamper if they're going to live in it, a set of sheets, a set of towels, a set of cushions, and a piece of artworks and a throw maybe.
Awesome.
Budget dependent.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm. Or a consultation with the elder who can do a mood board for them.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Bernadette and Tracy. Thanks, guys. Great answers, wonderful support.